Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, baby. It's going to be a show. 888-957-9570. Line them up. Line them up. Line them up. I'm in a cranky mood. I'm very, very cranky this morning. I just warn everybody. That loss ticked me the hell off. That I come into the studio, we're talking about some damn golden at bat, and I'm even ticked off even more because young punks want to change the game of baseball because hey, everything's not good enough, but I'm ticked off. I'm ticked off. I'm ticked off because the Warriors now in their last 10 games are 4-6. Started off 10-2. You're blowing double-digit leads once again. You're up 11 with 6 minutes of change left, and you find a way to lose another basketball game. You saw it against Brooklyn. You saw it against San Antonio. You saw it against OKC where you couldn't score, couldn't make a basket. You missed 14 straight shots down the stretch. And then last night, you just saw it coming. The end of the first half, you're rolling 54-42. Oh, you're playing beautiful basketball. And boom, Denver goes into halftime on a 15-3 run. 15-3 run, and it's a tie basketball game. But you know what? You're feeling good because Denver has shot the lights out in the first half. And then you get back into the game. The bench plays so well in the beginning of the fourth quarter, scoring 21 points. You go on a 21-6 run to open up the fourth quarter. You open up a lead. The kids are playing well. Potts, Kuminga, Moody showing you flashes, playing desperate. And you lose. You lose, you lose, you lose. 119-115. You lost 8 straight games to the Denver Nuggets. You lost 11-12 to Denver. You lost 5 in a row overall. So I don't give a damn about the Emirates NBA Cup right now, whether or not you're in a knockout stage. I'm ticked off this morning. I'm damn cranky because I need a damn win in my life. And last night, just, it's frustrating as hell, man. It is. I'm not gonna do a sugarcoat job this morning. Not going to do it. But the rhetoric and the dialogue I was looking at last night took it to another level. And I think people are missing the bigger picture, which I'll get to in a second. But I want to hear from Shasky, man. Good morning.
Can I go? You know what? I'm just give me Spadoni's fill some time here. I gotta get up. I'm gonna put my headphones down. Bonte, I think you need a hug. I'm coming over to give you a hug.
No, I don't need a hug. It's not that serious.
I'm gonna give you a hug.
Get off of me. I don't need a hug. It's baby Tess's birthday. I'm fine. I don't need a hug.
I love you. I love you. You're good. We're good.
I don't get. I'm fine.
We're gonna be okay.
It's just stick. It's okay.
All right, now I'm angry.
It's okay. Your video is the one. I think you need the hug.
What did I do?
The smile on Bonte's face made that worth it.
Well, exactly.
I don't need a hug.
What did I do?
It's fine.
You do need a hug. What did I do?
I'm fine.
Look, this. All right, should I just... Because I was going to play salt and pepper. If you were going to be salty, I'd be peppery and spicy. But instead, let's just both be bad cops.
Just be
so
you.
Here we go. No, honestly. Like the three-play sequence with Pajemski. He takes a horrific three-pointer. Then he throws a cross court.
Well, it was a step back over Jokic. Shot clock was running down. I'm not sure what else he was supposed to do in that situation. Shot clock's running down.
Then he threw a horrific pass into the 10th row. Okay. Then he fouls a 3-point shooter. And after doing it earlier in the game and getting chastised by Steve Kerr on the floor, I just. Moody was cooking in that game. He comes out. I know you got to go to different guys. And Moody made such a great backdoor pass to GP2. And I guess I'm just flummoxed with this team. Like, Kuminga showed so many flashes in this game, and then late in the game, he tries to give the ball up, and nobody really wants the ball, and he tries to go at Jokic, which I actually commend him for, because someone's got to try to make a play there late in the game, and he just gets blocked going up with it. The Looney foul that wasn't a foul.
Tough call.
No, that was a horrible call because Jamal Murray's out of control, leaning in, baiting to try to get a foul to go to the free throw line because he can't hit ocean if he fell out of a boat in the middle of the Pacific. And it was a sequence of things that happened late in that game. And then obviously Brown flumming like a fish out of water on the ground.
It was a travel.
I did too. And then he's calling timeout, and you can see Gordon. Well, Like
it's tough because you don't see the full timeout.
Gordon is literally like, don't call timeout. And Steve Kerr's losing his mind. And you know what? I got originally mad at Steve Kerr, but then I watched his post-game presser and he explained himself. And I was like, you know what? Good on Steve Kerr for blasting the refs. And I know we can always point to the finger at the referees, but I thought there were some very specific calls late in that game and some non-calls that really went against the Warriors in that one. And their own late-game execution, once again, Steph Curry, horrible turnovers.
It failed them.
And they missed Draymond.
It was 119. Excuse me, it was 108, 109, and 98.
They lost that 11.
Game. You're up 11 with 6 minutes to change that. So even after the Pods foul, so everybody was losing their minds about the sequence, and it wasn't a great sequence.
It just felt very momentum-ish.
I want to remind some people, you're not in that game. If Kuminga and Podziemski doesn't show up for the first half.
You're not even in that basketball game. That was one of his best games in a while.
These kids played hard yesterday.
I agree.
The bigger picture, and let's just be real, and we're going to talk about this game. The Loon foul was terrible because you fouled him out with that call. It was terrible. He had 11 rebounds.
Yeah, he was battling.
Loon's playing some good basketball.
He had some huge offensive rebounds.
Playing some really good basketball right now. And you made Jokic to score. You took down you tried to limit the assists, but they ended up with 32 anyway, because what the Warriors were doing was doubling Jokic, and they were doubling off the cutter. They were doubling off the guy making the cut. And Jokic is like, oh, really? I'm going to make the easy pass. You got to change up the schemes.
The Gordon dunk was too easy.
My biggest issue, there's a couple things here. We'll get to Steph and Draymond in just a second, because there's a long-term picture here that I think people need to be worried about, and we're looking at somebody to blame and use scapegoats or whatnot. The scheme down the stretch. All right. You don't have Kevin Durant anymore. You don't have Klay Thompson in his prime. You don't have a prime Draymond Green. You don't have a prime Stephen Curry. You have some youngsters who are trying to learn how to win in the NBA. Pods, Moody, Kuminga. You have Wiggins back, but somehow, some way, he only shoots 7 times yesterday. I have no idea how that happens. But he was playing some really good defense on Jamal Murray. I think down the stretch, and Mully said it last night on the post-game show, and I've been thinking this for quite some time when you have some youngsters here. Sometimes you have to simplify the game. And when this is a conversation we actually had 2 years ago when they had that 5-game road trip when they lost in Charlotte, Detroit, Miami, Orlando, and then New Orleans. And when you put the kids in a game, sometimes you can't run motion offense to read and react. Sometimes I think it's just good to just run a set and run a play and attack somebody, whether it's Murray, whether it's Jokic, involve them in the ball screen, high pick and roll, I don't know. But sometimes you need to just run a set with these kids. And I get it, Pods is in his second year. Kuminga's in his fourth year. Moody's in his fourth year. They didn't play much in their rookie years. So just running a set down the stretch when you need a bucket, and you need to say, all right, we need to slow down the game. Instead of running read and react, because what happened at the end of the game was just Steph 1-on-1. And you can't win like that. And then, or you end up with Gary Payton II shooting a three, and Gary Payton II played hard yesterday. He was 5-of-5 up to that point, 11 points.
He hit a huge corner three.
He hit a corner, but also at the same time, he's shooting 17% from three. So the percentages are not gonna favor him. So sometimes you just need to run a set. And I think over this 5-game losing streak, whether it's Brooklyn, OKC, San Antonio, Phoenix. Just run a set and get into a play and run a simple play to try to get a good shot. And right now they're not doing that down the stretch. I think that needs to be maybe a tweak. And I'm no coach. Steve Kerr knows a lot more about basketball than I do. But it just looks like just running a set and getting something simple to help this team play. So anyway, I think you can outscore the last 2.5 minutes. You get outscored. 21-6 in the last 6 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
But just run a set. And I think that would help alleviate a lot of issues down the stretch.
Well, okay. Your point is one that I've been kind of screaming from the mountaintops for, feels like forever. When you have Kyrie or Luka or Kevin Durant, right? Yeah, you ever get the hell out of the way. We're like, let him do his thing. He's going to cook in the half court. In that game yesterday, where it feels like Wiggins hasn't touched the ball on offense for like five or six possessions, why are you not trying to throw him the ball on the block? Hey, everyone get out of the way. Let's get Curry out on the wing. Let's post up Andrew Wiggins. Let's get him a touch.
What about Kuminga?
Or Kuminga.
Kuminga's having a hell of a game. They have no matchup for him. He's blown by everybody. Run the two-man game with Kuminga.
Well, it felt like that Kuminga went to set a high screen on one possession for Curry, and they tried to do some sort of downhill thing. But to Denver's credit, they kind of stymied him. They know, hey, he's trying to get downhill. And he got caught in no man's land, and the shot clock's winding down, and nobody wanted the ball. That's the other thing. It felt like nobody wanted the ball at that particular point. And when you don't have Draymond out there, you don't have that extra passer, there was just a lot going on. It was a very frustrating game.
Draymond's getting an MRI today.
I'm very worried.
Left calf, and I am too. Left
I'm
calf
very
soreness,
worried.
And there goes my house of prime rib.
I don't love care, about that. I know.
I'm looking forward to Castle Prime Rib.
You know, I might just take you there because you need a hug anyway.
No, I don't need a hug. I'm fine. It's not that. It's actually, these are the shows that I'm built for because there's going to be a lot of blowback on everything. I'm built for this.
And you're doing great.
He almost bit off Loveman's head. Me and Spadoni's head.
Well, you guys are talking about the golden at-bat. You guys want to tinker again. This is why more fans are
excited.
It's the
most excited you guys have been about baseball in months.
It's the most passionate because it's just dumb. The game's fine where it is. You just had
I
a
would
great
rather
World
be
Series.
The White Sox.
You just had a great World Series. You had a great playoff. You don't need to change anything. Now you want to swap at bats. So you want to just erase the moments of Travis Ishikawa because if the golden at-bat existed, when Travis Ishikawa played, you'd never get that moment in 2014. But anyway, I digress.
But if 2002 comes around and it's Shinjo DHing in the ninth inning, wouldn't you rather go to Bonds?
Well, no, you shouldn't.
If it's Wilmer Flores check swinging against the Dodgers in game five.
You should have won game six.
Shouldn't you? God, I'd love to see Posey.
We should go back and forth with this all the time. All the time. So anyway.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. But there's a bigger issue. There's a bigger issue with the Golden State Warriors right now. And it has to do with their two stars, Draymond Green and Stephen Curry. Draymond Green is going to receive an MRI today in the Bay Area. Obviously, they flew back last night. I think maybe did they fly back last night? Maybe
what is the MRI going to be on?
His left calf. And we're going to find out what it is that is going on. It isn't. If you watch Steph very closely, he was 8 of 23 last night, 4 of 15 from the three-point line. There's some big shots down the stretch. It starts with Steph. Steph's not moving great. The bilateral knee soreness is a problem. And so that's the biggest issue right now with the Golden State Warriors is that their superstars are getting older right in front of our eyes. And when I sit there with Fezzi and I sit there with Bully and watching this league for a long, long time, old guys, you start to see the nagging injuries start to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
The knee soreness, the calf strains, the hamstrings. The foot injuries. Clay's going through it right now. He just returned last night to Dallas after missing some games with plantar fasciitis. This is what happens to older players. LeBron James starting to show his age. And so you could blame the kids. You could talk about the kids all you want to, trying to pick up the slack or whatnot. But the Warriors are going nowhere if their two stars are not healthy. And this is what happens. And so Steph, you can see it. He's not getting by guys as easy as he used to. He's still effective. I mean, the guy dropped a double-double yesterday, 24 points, 11 assists, 7 rebounds. The shot wasn't falling. The shots come and go. It happens. It's a make-or-miss league. But you look at the movement of Stephen Curry.
He's sluggish.
Slight downtick, and there's a little sluggish
That's the way I would describe it, sluggish.
And the thing with Draymond Green, yes, hell yeah, it's a concern.
It's alarming.
It's a concern.
So, okay. It's clear they need like a youthful or somewhat youthful in his prime stud alongside like Steph Curry. We all agree.
Not even a stud. I don't even think you need a superstar. Somebody who fits.
I don't mean superstar by stud. Guy who can like take control of the game at times. And I thought Wiggins has been doing some of that at times. He can get a little passive, but he needs another wingman as well. Like, so I guess my frustration, spinning off of what you're saying, which is like the old guys are getting older. Yeah. And I look at the young guy situation and it's just perplexing to me. And just allow me to lay this out. I like Pajemski. He brings a lot to the table. But when I zoom out, I'm just baffled. I'm baffled that they have put so much into developing Pajemski at the expense, at times, of situational opportunities to play other players, when in the last 3 years, they have had zero tolerance for playing Moody, yeah, to some degree Wiseman, and Jonathan Kuminga, when they've told me for 3 years, based on their rotations and who they've played and who they've chosen to play, like, no, we are chasing wins. We're not developing. Yet in this guy, Pajemski, they're trying to develop him, and it's costing you a couple of wins. Now, he had a good game yesterday.
Well,
overall,
I don't think he cost you to win last night.
I thought that was a huge momentum swing in the moment. Yeah, it was. He made some mistakes.
It was, but you know what? Kuminga came down and made a dunk. Pajemski got yanked out of the game. Pajemski was yanked
as
out of the game.
As he should have been.
With 5:06 left, 109-103. The Warriors came down. Kuminga hits a dunk. All right? He hits a dunk. Then you go up 113-106 after Curry makes a layup with 4:03 left. So I'm going to push back on Pajemski blew the game.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm going to push back on that. No, I just think that there's this, my feeling when he went back in late in the fourth quarter, well, whatever it was, 8-9 minutes ago, I'm going like, what are we trying to prove with the Pajemski thing?
Well, he was playing well. He was playing well up until that point. I'm going to defend him on this one. The sequence that he had was awful. And he owned it. And I want to give the young kid credit. He went to that podium after Steve Kerr ripped him at the podium. He went to the podium and said, yes, I played poorly. He owned it. Now, if the overall theme is they put a lot on this guy,
that's kind of my point, yes.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I also think they're expecting him
to do things that he's a backup point guard.
No, I agree. He is a backup point guard.
And I'm not trying to rip him.
What choice do you have right now with these lineups? You can't start Moody next to Stephen Curry because that's going to put the ball in Stephen Curry's hands, and you got no other playmakers. You got nobody else to dribble jug. You know what I'm saying?
They're in a tough spot.
Moody's a knockdown. He's a shooter. He's not going to make a lot of plays for other guys
right now. But he did make a play off the dribble for GP2 on a backdoor cut. I just think that there's a – I don't know. I'm very perplexed as to what we're trying to accomplish.
But up until that point, look, Pajemski had a terrible sequence. The three-point shot against Jokic, shot clock's running down, whatever. Wiggins and Pajemski runs out on Michael Porter Jr. because they're on Nikola Jokic in the post, and they overclosed out, and he fouled the three-point shooter. You can't do that. You cannot do that. The one-hand pass, here's my problem.
Well, Steph does it too, but Steph's a Hall of Famer.
This is my problem with Pajemski, though. He throws the one-hand pass. He throws it into the 10th row. And he's still talking to the ref about this cut that Michael Porter Jr. made to the basket that he feels like he got fouled on. Pajemski has got to stop complaining to the referees. That has to stop. You're doing it all way too much. You're chirping too much. But at the same time, I'm looking at Pods, and you know what? You know what? Pods is playing okay. He played okay yesterday.
No, he did.
He played okay
until
that
point.
But that sequence is tough. However, you're up 6 in that sequence. And you're able to stabilize the game because you got a great dunk for Kuminga. You went back up 8. You got a great layup for Stephen Curry. You went back up 7, and you were able to stabilize the game. And you know what happened? 113-106. 3:32 left. Buddy Hield is wide open on the wing.
No doubt.
Wide open. Oh, my God. And he missed a three-pointer wide up to go up 10.
And they were cooking him on defense. Don't tell me.
You can call all you want to. 888-957-9570. And you can scream to the high heavens at Pajemski. Blew that game.
I didn't see it like that. I think it's the overall arc of this is the feeling I have after 2 months this year. Every time Moody goes in, I feel like he's contributing. There's some positives. Right. And there are games where he's clearly cooking. And we're like actively trying to find a way to get him on the bench. Simultaneously, it feels like Pajemski will be struggling at times, and we're actively finding a way to get him going. And that, to me, it's a disconnected thought process. I'm perplexed as to why, one, we have to get going, and the other one, we are looking for reasons to put on the bench.
Well, right now, I just don't.
And I know they have different skill sets. Your point is well taken, because what the team needs right now is another ball handler.
They need a ball handler.
I agree with you.
But you know what? You brought up playmaker and stud, and my head goes right away to Jordan Poole. It goes right away to Jordan Poole.
I called Guru last night. I said, I want Jordan Poole back on this team.
Well, you're not getting Jordan Poole back.